This is The Naked Scientist with me, Ben Valsler, and this week we're looking at the science behind and the scientific issues at the Glastonbury Festival. Many groups use the festival as a chance to communicate with the public, and many of the issues they're communicating have a scientific topic at their core. But is a music festival really a good place to communicate science? I spoke to Will Luton. He was a volunteer with Greenpeace who had a very visible presence at the festival.
We are here very much to represent green issues. Greenpeace basis is formed around environmental issues as well as peace and disarmament. We have a large campaign this year focusing around palm oil and deforestation.
The green issues that you have at their heart a scientific issue. What sort of priority do you put to communicating the science with people, or are you more engaged with the politics?
Both of those things are extremely important for Greenpeace, and I don't think that you can separate one from the other very easily. All of our campaigns are led by science, and the science leads, hopefully, policy change.
And specifically, what are you doing here at the festival?
Okay, so there's the central Greenpeace field where we have fun campaign things. So we have a skate ramp down there, we have the rainforest showers. So that's very much about communicating our campaign issues and our campaign agenda. We also have a presence backstage here, which is where we are now, where we are very much again communicating with people one-on-one and talking to people about what we do.
Do you think people are engaging with the issues?
Yeah, certainly. I've had some absolutely fantastic conversations with people. We've been pushing the fact that every 16 minutes we lose a piece of land, which is the size of the Glastonbury site, in rainforest. That's every 16 minutes, which is absolutely huge and completely unsustainable. And people have been reacting to that, and it's been really fantastic. I think people really want to get behind what we're doing.
This being the International Year of Biodiversity, do you think people are a bit more clued in to issues surrounding things like habitat loss?
I think so, yeah. We have the conversations with people, and we very much find that they say, did you do that thing last year? We've heard this thing about this other thing. I think people are very much aware of issues and becoming more and more aware. Particularly habitat loss as well has been off of the radar for a long time, and it's been great to bring it back and talk to people about it.
Will Luton on Greenpeace's activities at Glastonbury.